Man, I knew our super hot heat was deadly, but...
We see over 100 deaths from heat just in Maricopa County alone every year.
Ken Waters there from the National Weather Service. While pre-hydrating last night for today's high of 113, I followed ABC15's Zach Crenshaw on Twitter. He was at the Arizona Corporation Commission hearing, which would normally be dull. But what the Corporation Commission did yesterday or didn't do concerned this life or death extreme heat. They were deciding whether APS should be forced to lower their rates for the electricity we use to run our AC. And this hearing was very, sorry, heated. One commissioner even cursed from the dais. Activist Stacey Champion has been championing an APS rate rollback. It was revealed recently the APS's parent company spent tens of millions of dollars in dark money getting people elected to that commission, which regulates APS. So as Champion was making her case, she said,
show this public that you're not owned by this utility monopoly.
That didn't sway the commission to rescind APS's 2017 rate hike, nor did Champion saying she has research that shows what was supposed to be an average 4.5% increase, about $6 a month, is more like a 12.5% increase and closer to $20. Corporation Commissioner Justin Olson says customers are at least partly to blame for paying more because we aren't picking the right APS rate plan. I don't know if not being able to afford an extra $20 a month led to a couple of elderly ladies dying in the heat, nor if APS shutting off their power in the dead of summer killed them, but I do know that I'm not a complete idiot, but as an APS customer, I know I need a freaking slide rule and a graphing calculator to figure out which plan's best, and that leaves me hot under the collar.